As a reminder to the media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches and student athletes today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik, and his senior guard, Justin Wright-Foreman. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Rob, how you doing? Thanks for having us.
I'm well. Thank you guys for taking time to join us today. And Coach, I'll start with you. Four guys back from that 19-win team a year ago. How have practices gone to this point, and what do you like about the group you have?
Well, we really like the guys. It's been it's good to be with them every day. I think there's a good sense of purpose here, and the guys are pretty focused. We've been probably like a lot of people. I haven't listened to all the calls, but we got a little bit of the injury bug going on right now. So yesterday we were without three of our top six, and one of our guys hasn't practiced yet. So we got a little bit of the injury bug, but hoping and praying that come November 9th they'll be okay.
Justin, congratulations to you being honored as the preseason player of the year. Several of the coaches that have spoken this afternoon have just talked about the number of quality players back in the league. What does receiving that honor mean to you?
To receive it two times in a row, it would mean a lot, especially because I worked so hard. But I would have to give the all honor to my teammates, too, for finding me in the right spot and putting me in a situation to accomplish that goal.
We've got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And this from the line of John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
Two-parter for Justin. You were number five in the nation last year with over 24 a game. Do you think, or is it a goal of yours to lead the country in scoring this year? And what are you doing for the big 21st birthday later this month?
Well, I will absolutely be on campus, probably in the gym for my birthday. I didn't hear the other question. Can you please repeat that?
Sure. Is it a goal to lead the nation in scoring after being number five last year, and do you think you can do it?
I think I can do it, but it's all about wins. I mean, I could score the ball, as everybody knows, but it's all about wins at this point and helping my team in any way I can.
Joe, talk about what makes Justin such a special player, and what would you like to see from him this season?
Well, there's so many things that make him special. I mean, first and foremost, his work ethic is just literally second to none. You almost have to kick him out of the gym. I mean, Justin's a great story. As a freshman, Justin averaged 1.8 points per game. And, he's improved. He got in the weight room. He gained 20 pounds of muscle. He's become a prolific scorer. We had an NBA scout at our practice the other day, and he couldn't believe what a good defensive player Justin is. And that's a blessing and a curse for Justin, because now I'm going to keep reminding him that he can play defense instead of just score. But, he just wants to get better all the time. And the old coaching cliche, you never stay the same. You get better or you get worse. And Justin just keeps getting better.
Justin, what's been the focus for you in the offseason? What do you feel like you need to add to your game, or what's been your focus in the offseason to get better?
Definitely watching endless film. After every game, I would have my video coordinator, Andrew Cobian, send me film just to watch how, like, certain teams defend me on ball screens and just different schemes that teams try to put to help to stop me. But other than that, I've just been working on becoming a better player, overall player, being a better playmaker, and just working on certain decisions I make on the court and angles to take to get to the basket and to get shots off.
Joe, along with Justin, you've got a couple other pretty good backcourt players with Eli Pemberton and Jahir Bowie. How have those guys progressed, and how do they complement Justin with their variety of skills?
Yeah, these guys really play well together. They kind of, they know each other well. They play off of each other well. They all seem to, one of the things about Justin is he had 100 assists last year. I don't know how many people get 24 points a game and still get 100 assists. So I think that's good. But, I'm reminded of that because I think all three of those guys are that way. They find the open man, and these three play together. Elijah's one of the guys that's been hurt, so we're anxious to see him actually play together with these two guys, because he's done it for a couple of weeks. But, they play well together. They're both, DeJure really is he's a great leader on and off the floor, as is Elijah. And they, they, Like I said a couple times already, but they complement each other very well.
Justin, talk about your relationship with those two guys. You've played together with them now for a few years. You've got to be comfortable playing together. Just talk about the relationship that you have with them.
It's definitely a positive one. DeJour, me and DeJour have been at it since our freshman year, even in high school. So I've kind of known him for a pretty long time. DeJour is a heady point guard, very smart, can score the ball. Elijah is very aggressive, can shoot the ball. And they're both great playmakers, so I feel like they compliment me a lot.
Joe, obviously the big question with your team losing the second leading rebounder in the conference's history in Rokas, who are some of the guys that you see filling in that role in the post?
Yeah, you know, we know going into it. I mean, guys like that only come along once in a while. And no one guy is going to replace Rokas and all of a sudden get 12 rebounds a game. It's going to be Justin getting a couple more, Elijah getting a couple more, Stafford Trueheart, Kenny Wormley, Tariq Coburn, all those guys getting a couple more. But specifically replacing Rock, we'll probably have a kind of a two-headed monster in the middle there with Jaquiel Taylor, who's a graduate transfer from Purdue, and Danny Dwyer, who's a graduate transfer from University of Pennsylvania. You know, those two guys. We're hoping that combined those two guys can at least make up for some of the things that Rock did for us.
Justin, as good as last season was, it certainly didn't end the way that you wanted in the CAA tournament. How driven have your guys and your teammates been in the offseason to get back and win a CAA championship?
We've all just been on each other's backs about getting in the gym, but that's not even a problem that we have. Everybody's always in the gym, from Connor to me to Elijah. Everybody's just been in the gym just working hard just to get back to where we were and to get over that hump.
Joe, just talk to me a little bit, or what do you feel like the keys for your team to have a successful season this year?
Well, we kind of talked about one couple seconds ago. We got to find a way to get rebounds without Rock being here. You know, I think our league, either at the end of the year, you probably know better than me, or for most of the year, was ranked the number one offensive efficiency league in the country. You know, which I think it just means it's obvious everybody can score, but it just means whoever can play a little bit better defense than the other teams can come out on top a little more often. So, you know, got to rebound, got to defend. But, I mean, I know that sounds like coach talk, but, you know, we all, I'd probably speak for all 10 coaches when I say this as well. We all need to stay healthy. We all need to, you know, keep our good guys on the floor and get a little luck from Mother Nature.
Justin, Hofstra, with another challenging non-conference schedule, as coach always seems to put together, do you guys enjoy the rigor of some of the places that you head out onto the road, and how do you feel like that prepares you for CA play?
It definitely prepares us a lot. The different crowds that we see every night, especially being on the road. So we got a lot of tough games, but it's going to help us in the long run.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Best of luck this season and throughout practice. Hope everybody gets healthy, and we look forward to seeing you during the year.
Thanks, Rob. It's good to hear your voice. It means basketball season's here, so that's great.
It is. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.